Hey, God bless everyone. What a great fellowship. It's really nice to hear everyone. God is really good, and I'm very blessed. I've had a great week, and I was just thinking about what James was saying about the spirit of error. Who has that spirit of error? If you think of all the different denominations around the world, all the different fellowships, all the different splinter groups, who has the spirit of error? Because if we're walking in truth, then there won't be no division. There'd be like-mindedness, there'd be the power of God in operation, there'd be people being healed, raised from the dead, lepers cleansed. You know, God has given us the scripture. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, you know, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the men of God, and we've learned that the men of God are those ones walking with God. We also understood that not everyone had the scriptures. Lots of people learned by word of mouth, or they went into the synagogues, but the scrolls were in the synagogues. Rich people may have had them. And it's quite interesting to see, like, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they had those scriptures, but, you know, they didn't encourage God's people. They didn't direct people to God. There may have been obviously wonderful people in there as well amongst them. Jesus Christ said to them many times, you do err and not know the scriptures nor the power of God. So there's two there, like the two together, the scriptures and the power of God. The scriptures is the acts of God, which have been recorded. A lot of the emphasis is put on the spirit of Christ, the spirit of God that we've received. When Paul was walking and teaching, he was correcting in the Corinthians about the manifestations. He was correcting error that was in the church, especially on the manifestations. We've learned to break those manifestations down into worship manifestations, revelation manifestation, power manifestation. But that spirit of God is one, and there's benefits to that one spirit of God. There's profit. The manifestation of the spirit is given to every man to profit before. And it's as we're walking and being led by that spirit that profiting can appear. As we speak in tongues, Paul gave the example about, I would that you all speak in tongues, right? He said, God is not the author of confusion, but the God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. So error comes in when men go off on their own doctrine. And I just have to look at the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, who's my savior. You know, I believe that he died, that God raised him from the dead, and seeing him at his right-hand side right now. I believe also that I was raised up with him because the scriptures show me that. The scriptures show us who we are in Christ, and the church epistles that are addressed to us, or addressed to the body of Christ, show us about walking with God. You know, there's lots of scripture that have been wrongly communicated, not with the wrong heart maybe, but maybe with a wrong judgment. You know, for an example, 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself to prove unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When we look at the context of that, we can see it's about the words. And then when we look at the word study, we know it's spedazo, which means to put forth a diligent effort. When we look at older translations of that, like Lambs's translation of 2 Timothy 2:15 and other translations, it simply means to, you know, put forth a diligent effort, rightly proclaiming the word of truth. To rightly proclaim that word of truth, if you're studying the scripture, and I'm studying the scripture, and somebody else is studying the scripture, we can come up with different answers or different interpretations of that. We know that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. But when we're energized by God, when we're rightly proclaiming this, when we're allowing God to energize and work in us by his Holy Spirit, we can see that Jesus, there's only one recorded record that Jesus, when he went into the temple and he was handed the scrolls and he found the place where it was written, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's the only place we, Luke 4:17 and 18, right? I know the scriptures too. And that's the only recorded place where we see him standing up in the synagogue, opening up the scrolls. Now, there's no other recorded place. Doesn't mean to say he didn't do it other places. But if God wanted that emphasized in the scriptures for us to see, he would. But what we see emphasized in the scriptures in the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is that he was led by the Spirit of God. He says, the words I speak to you, their spirit and their life. Also, Dr. Wells said, you should know a man by his fruit. Jesus Christ said that. A tree is known by its fruit. So we've got all this wonderful knowledge, but what is the fruit? What does it taste like? What does it see like? I'm so thankful for the things that I've learned many years ago, taking the classes. I've taken all those classes. That helped me. But there was a lot more to come, and I didn't really realize that. It was hard for me to see this walking by the Spirit because I was told it's the Word, the Word, the Word. And then I learned that these words, the Word of God, the Scriptures, so the Scriptures we know is the graphe, that's the Greek word graphe, the writings, what's been recorded down, which is by inspiration, it's been recorded down. And then we've got the Logos, the logic of God, and then we got the Rhema, those heavenly words. And when you do that study, if you're going to do a study, I would encourage you to study the words, the Word of God, the phrase, the Word of God. And we see that the Word of God is what God gives us to speak, what he gave the prophets to speak, what he gave Jesus to speak, what he gave Paul to speak, everything Paul done, he spoke, being led by God. It was later then recorded, and through the letters that he wrote to Corinthians, Galatians, Thessalonians, you know, Church at Ephesus, Colossians. But the great emphasis is this wonderful Spirit of God that we receive, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. This Spirit of God makes us heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. This Spirit is the enablement to live above this world, to walk like Jesus Christ as he is, so are we in this world. We can walk like Jesus Christ. We can talk like Jesus Christ. We can pray like Jesus Christ. We can command like Jesus Christ. We can use that authority. And so there's so many different doctrines, people trying to prove people wrong. This person's off here. This person's off there. This person has a devil spirit. You can't discern devil spirit without having that Holy Spirit. We might be able to see something that, like an unbeliever, might be able to say, oh, there's something wrong with that person there. But it's, you know, it's through that word of knowledge, word of wisdom. And if you're not walking by that Spirit, you're not going to receive that word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discern the spirits. You might get something, but you're going to be hazy on it. But Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit of God. And he says, the words I speak are what the Father gave me, right? He said, my words are spirit and life. The words that he spoke imparted light and life and direction and healing. And these words that he spoke were reconciling words. These words were reconciling people not to him, but to God. He reconciled people to God. He had the word of ministry of reconciliation. He was reconciling people to God, and God was doing the work in him, as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 and down. He says that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Jesus was obedient, and God was doing the work by him. Because he was submitted to the Father, he wasn't arguing with anyone. He would speak forth the truth, and then he'd move on. He'd set forth things before people. They either believed it or they didn't. And so everyone's out to prove a point. I would say to you, what's your fruit? What's the fruit of where you're learning from? What's the evidence of this wonderful life of God that he's given to all of us? That he wants us all to walk in truth. He wants us all to walk in power. He wants us all to walk and bring his message to the people. God wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. He doesn't want us just to go to classes, to classes, to classes. He wants us to preach forth the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can see what is written about our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is my Lord, whom God raised from the dead. And this message, this gospel of Christ, is the power of God unto wholeness. In other words, there's the results of speaking forth the gospel concerning our Lord Jesus Christ brings forth healings. Number one, it reconciles them to God. They come from this life to new life. They change laws from Satan to the one true God. They can be healed. They're healed. They're prosperous. They receive the whole package from God. God has not left anything out in that whole package. And we can see that through the church epistles and what God made available. So it's just very simple life. I think a lot of Christianity is focused on building mega churches and all this type of stuff, which is okay, that's a good thing, but really to get everyone to connect to God and to walk by that spirit, not try and get everyone connect to our fellowships, because God will bring the people that he wants us to encourage. He'll bring the humble ones that are going to receive our words gladly, the words that God gives and energizes to us. When these people receive these words and begin to walk, then the things that we need to show from the scriptures, we can. And so I've been practicing in, you know, this new way that I've learned. And there's so much fruit. And the fruit starts within yourself, and then it manifests outside of yourself because of your service to God towards other people. And when other people are being risen up because of your life and your standing, your obedience to God, then you're going somewhere. You know, and we can't make ourselves fruitful. You know, we're the branches. Jesus Christ is the vine, God's the husbandman. And he wants all of us to be profitable. And we're not going to be profitable with knowledge, but we can be profitable being led by God. Understanding comes from knowledge and wisdom applied. It's when you actually apply what God is showing you and what he's revealing to you through the scriptures to yourself personally and through those that are walking with God, then as you're doing it, then the understanding comes. I've seen this for myself. I've seen it for the people that I'm working with that God has brought to me to encourage to go to him. See, our job is to connect people to God, not to our ministries. There's only one organization that's called the body of Christ. Jesus Christ is the head of that. But when we look, when we see with our physical eyes, what do we see? Splinter groups, this denomination, that denomination. And they're probably all saying about each other, or they have a spirit of error. So what is that? Who has that? I could look at you and say, well, you have the spirit of error because you're doing it your way. And God's showing me a different way. But it's as we each walk with God and be led by him, then we can show forth his love, his power, his deliverance to people. You know, people get wrapped up in personalities. I'm not a man pleaser. I know where I'm being fed and I know where I'm being encouraged. And I'm thankful for my minister. Sangha is my minister. I'm thankful for him. But I don't glorify Sangha. I don't see him as above me. But I see him as a wonderful minister who is really encouraging people. And through him, you can see the fruit. I've seen the fruit. I've been there with my own eyes. I've learned that way. I've been there. I learned to minister healing. I've seen devil spirits cast out. I've seen people healed and restored in their minds, in their physical bodies, by the grace of God. That was my desire to learn, because I knew that Jesus said if I believed on him, the works that he'd done, I could do the same works and greater, because he goes to the Father. And so I really desired these things. And so God gave me that desire, you know, through reading the scriptures and through the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But there's one thing reading, there's another thing doing. You know, it says in James, you know, be ye doers of the word. What? The word from God to you. Be ye doers of that, what you're receiving. Take it to your heart and do and practice. Our whole walk is a practice. The book of Acts, praxis, which means to practice, the acts of the apostles. They weren't just sitting around. They were moving with God. They were being led by the Spirit of God. They were speaking by the Spirit of God. Signs, miracles, and wonders were following. People were being born again. People were being raised from the dead. People's legs were being strengthened. And through those wonderful signs, miracles, and wonders, people were being added to the church daily. People were turning from Satan to the one true God, from death unto life, because they were walking with God, and God wants us to walk with him, to live unto him. How many more classes do you need? How many more classes do you need? I ask myself these questions. Lawrence, how many more classes do you need? Haven't you taken this class 1,000 times, that class 100 times? I got all the classes up on my website, all the ones that we took. Okay, it's under a password, but they're all up there. But now it's time for doing. God says, be ye doers of the word. And let's not be like the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, erroring, because we think that we know this and we know that. That means we are really moving with God. Jesus said, you're known by your fruit. And if you want fruit, you've got to start walking. And if you want to start walking and you don't know, you go to God. Father, I really want to walk in your power. I really want to see people come from darkness to light. I really want to be able to encourage. I'm fed up with arguing over doctrines, God. You show me the way. You lead me. You guide me. When someone sits with God, with their own heart, who really desires to see these things, and then pours their heart out to God, he's going to do something great in your life. I know he's done it for me, and he's done it for other people that I've been able to encourage this way. People that come to me, I don't say you got to connect to me. I say you go to God. You do what God puts in your heart. And people know where they're being fed. People know where they're being encouraged. And people start seeing results. We want to see results, right? Do you just want knowledge? Yeah, I learned about the spirit of error and, you know, and this spirit and that spirit. Let's see some fruit. Let's manifest the power of God in our life. Let's encourage one another. When we start doing that, you'll see there won't be hardly any division. But as we start doing our own thing, because of the way we've been taught, we can do it our way, or we can a man's way, or the way we've been taught in the past, or we can do it by God's way. And I'll finish off here, like, just that psalm, where it says, you know, in Psalms 103, that God made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The children of Israel knew the acts of God. Many people can see the acts of God, but they didn't know the ways of God. And I want to know the ways of God. And the way I need to do that is by connecting to God with that spirit of God he's given in me. He will lead me to the scriptures. I go to the scriptures. I read the scriptures as God is directing me to. Or if I'm inspired just to read a psalm or to read some of the church epistles, and all of a sudden something jump out and God says, go and look at that word, follow it through. And God fulfills many wonderful things. I didn't learn it in a class. I learned it by God. So, you know, we don't want to get into the point, you know, like people that love Dr. Werwolf and have a regard for him. He said, when you're pointing one finger at one person, you've got three pointing back at yourself. And God says, I'll know you by your fruits. So this is what was in my heart. And some people I can see really begin to walk with God. Then they get diverted from a different doctrine. Oh, we're doing this class over here, and then they get seduced away. Error is seducing people away, whereas the true words from God and the rightly divided word, if you want to call it that way, you know, these heavenly words from God are going to be right, and they're being in line with the scripture. God is energizing everything. You can listen back to this recording, because Tom's recording this call, and you can pull apart what I've said if you want, but you'll see it agree with the scripture. But we let God work in us. And we're just to walk in love. We're just to encourage people. That's all my heart's ever been, is to serve God. And I know by serving God is living unto him in my life, my daily living, and to help other people. I'm passionate about people getting the truth. You know, because I've had so many different doctrines. You can't tell me nothing new about it. I have had so many. I've been to so many different denominations. But I'm telling you, God has given us that spirit. It's a quickening spirit. It's a living spirit within us that we can be led by. And he'll direct us to the scriptures when he wants us to go there. He'll get us, like I've done my sharing on Thursday. I went to scriptures. I read from the scriptures. But I also spoke what God put in my heart. Sometimes I don't go to the scriptures. It just come out of my mouth. Because I'm allowing God to do the work. It's God by me. It's not Lawrence leading it. It's God leading it. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. They're the sons of God. And so, again, just remember, the Pharisees, Sadducees, they had the scriptures. But they want walking in power. They want feeding God's people. We're supposed to feed God's people. To direct them to go to God, to connect to God, that they're free. That they're to stand fast in that liberty where Christ has made them free. And they can go wherever they want, as God directs them. If they submit to God and God says go here, you go here, and you do it, there'll always be a benefit, and there'll always be a profit. There'll be an immediate profit and a long-term profit. We learn these things. So there's many indicators to show us, but the best indicator is our walk and relationship with the living God. That we're seated in Christ, we're to rest in him, and then we're to be led. We let God lead the way, not us lead the way. Then people will be helped. Then God's word will move swiftly. Because, you know, the word of Jehovah runs very swiftly when we're doing it God's way. So that's what I wanted to share.